Welcome to the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will be speaking with Andre Plourde. Andre is a coordinator for the Magog area for Operation Nez Rouge. And in the second half hour, I will talk with Meredith McKean. Meredith is a writer and belongs to the local writing group called Right Here, Right Now. I will also have lots of announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. Let's start the show today with the Eagles' Funky New Year. With the holiday season fast approaching, it's that time of year when celebrations, gatherings, and office parties fill up our calendars. It's also when Operation Nez Rouge gears up for one of the most important safety campaigns of the season. For more than 40 years, Nez Rouge has helped keep our roads safe by offering a volunteer-based ride service to anyone who feels they shouldn't drive home. It's a simple, community-minded idea. If you've had too much to drink or just don't feel comfortable driving, a team of trained volunteers will drive you and your vehicle home safely. This unique service depends entirely on the dedication of volunteers, and today we're joined by one of the people who helps make it all happen, the volunteer coordinator for Operation Nez Rouge in the Magog area, Andre Plourde. We'll talk about how the service works, how people can get involved, and why this campaign remains such an essential part of holiday safety across the region. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today I'm really happy to welcome Andre Plourde to the Townships at 12. Now, Andre is with Operation Nez Rouge, so welcome, Andre.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to do the interview.
Now, the 2025 campaign for Nez Rouge has started already, I believe. And for people that may be new to the area or haven't heard of the Operation Nez Rouge, could you tell our listeners what it is and how it works?
Yes, I can do that. Our first night of operation will be the 28th of November for the Friday and Saturday nights. After that, for the Sherbrooke region, they will be open the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for all the campaign for December, plus the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They will be open. We're going to be open until the 31st of December in the territory from Sherbrooke, Magog, and Sherbrooke, Magog will be open the 31st of December for New Year's Eve. And for Magog region, we're open all the Fridays and Saturdays throughout the month of December and Christmas Eve. Not Christmas Eve, but New Year's Eve, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you like to tell our listeners how you got involved with Nez Rouge?
I started with Nez Rouge Sherbrooke around 2012-13, around that. My son was already a volunteer in the Sherbrooke region, and he asked me, Dad, you should come and try that. You would probably like it. So I started one night, two nights in the first season. After that, the year after, I did like three or four or five nights until 2015-16. I started to work with them in the central as a dispatcher. 2018, they asked me to go and help in the Magog region for the computers and everything, and I'm in the Magog central since 2018. It's my second year as a coordinator for Opération Nez Rouge Magog.
Okay, good for you. Now, the holidays are often a time of celebration and sometimes overindulgence. How does Nez Rouge help keep our roads safer during this time of the year?
Well, Nez Rouge is a free, we say free, organization to bring back people at their home from a party. They are at a party, they call us. We send a team down there with three persons. They bring you back at home safely with your car. We follow with another car, so you're back at home safely without any worries for the police and have a bad, bad experience with police or with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Or an accident too, involving both.
They could have an accident, hit somebody. It's not worth it to lose your driver's license for just taking a chance there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, can you walk us through what happens when somebody calls Nez Rouge? They call, or a friend calls Nez Rouge, and what happens after that?
Yeah, when you call Nez Rouge, we take your name, your phone number, the type of your vehicle, how many person you're going to be in there. We're going to take where we're starting and where are we going. So we're going to send a team to get you, get the people to the party, bring them back home safely, I could say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how did you learn your English?
I was living in Danville, Quebec, way down, in the 70s, I was there. My friends they're all English neighbors, so I had to learn my English that way. If I wanted to play with somebody, I had to learn English. That's why I am.
Okay, it's very good. Now, does Nez Rouge, is it a bilingual service if somebody can't speak French?
I would say yes, probably. In Quebec, most of people can speak English. So I would say yes, no problem for that. They can call us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Nez Rouge relies heavily on volunteers. How can people get involved? And what's the experience like for those who give their time?
Well, it's a really nice experience to live. How they can get involved, they can register themselves on operationnezrouges.com. They can choose the region where they are. They can call us too. We have a, well, you have, we have our telephone numbers written on in web page. So
okay, so just basically look up Nez Rouge, right?
Yeah, just write Opération Nez Rouge on your surfer, web surfer, and you will find us in the region.
Good. Now, I guess Nez Rouge accepts donations of money from the people that get a ride. Where do the funds raised from Nez Rouge operation go?
The fundraisers are going for youngsters, sports, and reliability for the people who have problems for food or things like that. So it's really for the young people, young youth, and we give back the money. For Sherbrooke, for the Sherbrooke region, the, all the pounds that we collect go to the Centre 24 Juin in Sherbrooke for, to help the students in there if they have a, like a tooth pain or they can't go to their courses because it hurts too much. The 24 Center are going to pay the dentist for the student so he can continue his courses so he won't lose time and everything. For the Magog region, we have like four places that we give back for the Memphis. It's a swimming team. We have the Air Cadets of Rock Forest, Saint-Élie-d'Auville. We have the Maison des Jeunes, L'Exit de Magog, that we give. And the last one, I don't remember the last one, sorry.
Okay, well, it's lots of great organizations and really important too. Makes a difference in their lives.
Yes, it does a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, safety is, of course, at the heart of your mission. What message would you like to send to people about planning ahead before heading out to a party or event?
They should type on the website to have our number to call us. I can give you the number for the Sherbrooke region. It's 819-821-4646. And for the Magog region, 818-443-8687.
Are there any special challenges or new features in this year's campaign for 2025? Perhaps new partnerships, technologies, or ways to volunteer?
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of same organization that gives year after years. For example, Arnois, the service station for the gasoline. For the vehicles, we have Sherbrooke Honda, Magog Honda, the Centre 24 Juin, that the central is at the Centre 24 Juin, so they furnish the location, all the desks, the computers, and everything for that. For Magog region, it's the Centre XP, Center of Formation for Adults. It's the same for the Sherbrooke 24 Juin.
Okay, that is really nice. I didn't realize that. Okay. Nez Rouge has become something of a holiday tradition in Quebec. Why do you think it continues to resonate so strongly with the community year after year?
I would say it's a great service for the population. You can leave your party safely. The proof that it's a good organization is that we're there since 1984. It's more 1984, more than 40 years in operation. Every year after year, we're there for the safety of everybody in the Eastern Township region.
Mm-hmm. So it's certainly working then. Okay, finally, could you remind people about the website again, how they can get in touch with Nez Rouge rather, and the numbers to call?
Yes, I can do that. You can find us at Opération Nez Rouge on the website. You can email us at Sherbrooke et en commercial OperationNezRouges.com. It's the same for Magog en commercial OperationNezRouges.com. The numbers to reach us, 819-821-4646. And for the Magog region, 1-844-533-8687.
Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Andre?
If you want to try a really fun experience, you try it once. It's not enough. You're going to do it twice or more than that. It's a really fun experience to do. Be a volunteer for Opération Nez Rouge.
Mm-hmm. How are the volunteers this year? Do you have enough? Or are you looking for more?
We're always looking for more. We never have enough volunteers for that, to bring back people safely at their place.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good feeling, too, when you get somebody safely home and help them to avoid an accident. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, thank you very much. Sorry for my English.
Oh, your English is very good. We've been talking with Andre Plour today for Nez Rouge. He is a coordinator. So thanks very much and all the best on the project this year.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you. A lot of people come and see us at Opération Nez Rouge.
Good. Okay. Well, have a nice day. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. And it's time again for Lennoxville Elementary School, their annual Spaghetti Supper fundraiser. This year, it's on Friday, December 5th, 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The school is located on Academy Street in Lennoxville. This year's proceeds will be going toward their new playground. Tickets sold at the door, $15 for those 13 years and up, $10 for those 6 to 12-year-olds, and it's free for 5-year-olds and under. Everyone in the community is welcome. Cash only. There will be a Christmas bazaar at Sherbrooke Elementary School. That happens on Saturday, December 6th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There's a bistro, bake table, silent auction, new to you, scholastic book fair, kitty corner, and raffles, and the dance club and the choir will perform at 11 a.m. That's Sherbrooke Elementary School, located at 242 Ontario Street in Sherbrooke. Don't miss Santa's visit at Queen Square in Lennoxville on Saturday, December 6th. The fun starts at 10 a.m., activities for all the family. Also, CJMQ will be present. We will be having two 30-minute games of bingo, 1 p.m. to 1:30 and 3 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Each participant age 18 years and over will receive two free bingo cards, and prizes will be available to win. There's a book sale coming up Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is hosted by the Lennoxville Library. It will be at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center, 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lennoxville. It opens at 10 a.m. and goes until 3 p.m. Hundreds of books in both French and English, most just $1 or $2. Fiction, nonfiction, children's books, and more. Plus, discover rare and collectible items. In the last hour, there's a deal. Fill a bag for just $10, cash or debit card. And there will be a Christmas market at the Lennoxville United Church, located at 6th Church Street in Lennoxville. That happens Saturday, December 6th, opens at 10 a.m. Christmas concert to feed the needy. Entrance is free. Voluntary donation box at the door. On Saturday, December 6th, 6:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Church, located at 20 Gordon Street in Sherbrooke. Performing Valerie Crete and Francois Lopri, Esther Bouchard and Manon Blouet. Saturday, December 20th at 5 p.m., there is a festive feast hosted by the Unitarians and Universalists at the UUS Tree Church on Main Street in North Hatley. Free festive meal. Doors open at 5 p.m. Meal is served at 5:30 p.m. Kids concert to follow. If you wish to bring a dish, please private message Melanie McRae. Everyone is welcome. The Hugs Campaign, Mental Health Estrie, has officially launched its 2025-26 Hugs Campaign. From November to March, they accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment mail a check, or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777, and the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You're listening to theCUBE 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Andre Plourde, from Operation Ne Rouge. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And in part two today, I will be talking with Meredith McKean, writer and member of the writing group called Right Here, Right Now. We will close out the first half hour today with Luke Bryan and Ella Langley, and the song is called Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman, we'll pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on we'll conspire as we drink by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.